Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Mike Haggerty, and for Vicki Gonzalez. World War II began with Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939. It was just the start, and as war swept Europe, it was inevitable the United States would be pulled into the fighting. The U.S. was unprepared for battle. It would have to ramp up every industry before entering the war. With billions of dollars spent on production efforts, it was likely that corruption and greed would take some slice of the defense production pie. At the time, an unknown United States senator from Missouri took it upon himself to create the Truman Committee to investigate corruption and overspending in the defense effort. That committee helped identify waste and create efficiency to advance a weak military into arguably the most powerful the world had seen at that point. This fascinating history is detailed in NPR News executive producer Steve Drummond's new book, The Watchdog, How the Truman Committee Battled Corruption and Helped Win World War II. Nancy Wigman, host of Nancy's Bookshelf, which airs on our sister station, North State Public Radio, joins us now to talk about the book and the interview with Steve Drummond. Thanks for joining us, Nancy.
Good morning, Mike. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you here. For our listeners who may not know Steve Drummond, can you tell us a little bit about his background as a journalist, educator, and his work with NPR?
Yeah, because even us loyal fans of NPR wouldn't be familiar with the name Steve Drummond, I don't think, because he was he is executive producer and he's won awards. He was a newspaper reporter, and he also teaches journalism at the University of Maryland.
So, yeah, unless you're a credits freak, and some of us are, listening very carefully for those credits for executive producer, we might not know Steve. His new book is The Watchdog, How the Truman Committee Battled Corruption and Helped Win World War II. As the title suggests, Steve is focusing on Harry Truman's time running the Special Senate Defense Committee before he became vice president and then later president. How did Steve land on this largely overlooked part of Truman's history?
Well, I mentioned he had been a newspaper reporter. He also wrote for magazines, and he was working on a magazine article about Detroit during World War II, and he actually uses the word stumbled. He stumbled on this committee that Harry Truman chaired, and he got so interested in it, he wrote this book about the Truman Committee.
So, in Truman's youth, he was a first lieutenant during World War I. How does the novel describe Truman in that war?
Now, I was impressed by that because I didn't know that the men could elect their leaders during World War II. He was in the National Guard, and that told me that, well, people who worked with him recognized his leadership qualities because they elected, he thought, well, maybe I'll get elected sergeant, but they elected him first lieutenant. And so I was impressed by the fact that his own men recognized his leadership qualities.
Yeah,
in World War I.
That's very different from being, kicked up the ladder by the bigwigs.
Yes, I thought so too.
And I misspoke a moment ago. I said novel. It's a work of history, not fiction. Are there insights into how his experience in World War I would influence his work and leadership on the committee 20 years later?
Well, he recognized the fact that after World War I, they set up investigations to study how waste had occurred. And so Truman recognized that's not when you need the investigation. You need them at the start when we're gearing up for war. And so that's why Truman decided to put together this committee.
You had the conversation with Steve. That we had a very small fighting force prior to World War II, didn't we?
Yeah, that was one of the things that astounded me when I read the statistics that at the start of the war and how we were able to gear up and start producing what we did. The Ford Motor Company, they hired 30,000 workers. Where are you going to house 30,000 workers? How are they going to get to work? And then the assembly line was a mile long. These figures just were amazing, and I really enjoyed the research that Steve Drummond put into this book, a tremendous amount of research. He read letters, and I think women would appreciate the fact that he was very respectful of his wife, Bess, And a lot of what we know is because he wrote letters regularly to Bess.
You know, one of the things that you and Steve Drummond say you were surprised by, and so was I, was just how small the United States military was before World War II and the tall order the Truman Committee faced. This is Steve Drummond talking to you about just how small the U.S. military was when World War II broke out and what the task in front of the Truman Committee was.
War broke out initially in 1939, 2 years before the United States would get into the war. The United States Army was ranked in size 17th in the world behind Romania. Everyone knew the United States would have to get ready and get ready real fast. And in all of that spending, what Truman realized was some of that money was going to get wasted. Some of it was going to end up in the pockets of big companies, or some of it would just get lost through inefficiency or mismanagement. And that's what the Truman Committee set out to correct.
The 17th largest military in the world. That was the United States in 1939. That's a stunning statistic.
Well, you know, I can understand why people have just gone through a war and they don't want to even contemplate another war. So I could see how people wouldn't want to put money into building up war materials and soldiers. So I think that's kind of understandable.
Well, yeah, and World War I was, as our grandparents called it, the war to end all wars. It didn't work out that way, but that was what they were hoping. You know, I think we've all, Nancy, gotten considerably more jaded about politicians in the past 75 years, but Truman was serious and sincere about rooting out wasteful spending and ensuring government spending was efficient, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, and I thought it was interesting. He talked about going, he went personally to these places, and he went to, for example, Fort Leonard Wood, and he saw millions of dollars being squandered. There are just hundreds of men just doing nothing but collecting a paycheck. And he exposed this. He had a staff, he had a chief counsel on his staff, Hugh Fulton was his name, and wrote letters, and thousands of letters out. And so I think Truman also showed his respect for us ordinary citizens by wanting to include us in his work.
You know, I think the cynics would look at a situation like this and say, well, you know, the investigation will cost more than the problem that it's that it's being created to look into. But Truman actually, he hired young staffers straight out of college. That kept the payroll low for the committee. And some people would describe Harry Truman personally as frugal. What was media and public opinion about Truman like at the time that he was running the committee?
Well, before that, he just wasn't even on their radar screen. They didn't pay any attention to this politician named Harry Truman until he started exposing what was really going on. And the media then started paying attention. And he was, I think, unprepared for all the media attention that he got because of what he was uncovering.
You know, presidents are usually the ones who either take credit for a successful war effort or responsibility for a failed one. In this case, the president was Franklin D. Roosevelt. But the Truman Committee clearly had an effect on the ability of American troops to win World War II, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I was impressed, too, that he was more concerned with the principles of their office rather than his own self-interest. And I appreciated that.
And part of Truman's, you know, you think about trying to control waste, and sometimes the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater. It just becomes slash spending. But the Truman Committee, in fact, was able to spot places where we simply didn't have enough material. U-boats were taking tremendous tolls.
Oh, my goodness. That was another thing that astounded me. I had no idea the destruction that German U-boats caused at the start of the war.
They were sinking our boats faster than we can build them. And it was really the Truman Committee that identified that because the Pentagon was trying to keep it quiet and you know, said we need to spend this money.
Yeah. And then how do you solve that problem? And a lot of the suggestions were other boats in the water. And I thought it was interesting that somebody said, hey, well, what about helicopters to combat this problem of German U-boats? And there was Igor Sikorsky.
And there you are, one of the essential tools of modern warfare. You know, we often focus on wartime presidents and generals, but we often forget the people, the factory workers, the construction workers that ramp up production. How does this book connect our individual family stories, and what do you hope people remember from The Watchdog?
Well, it encouraged me to want to find out more about just those of people I knew. I asked three friends, what did your parents do during World War II? And I found that so interesting. So I felt that Steve drew me into this story in a way that I wanted to know more. And I also appreciated the fact that at this time when women were not given any credit, I mean, one family said, yeah, we don't have enough money for you. We're going to pay for your younger brother's education. And this young woman, her name was Marion Toomey, she graduated law school at age 20. Mm. She became Hugh Fulton's personal assistant. But I was impressed by the fact that Truman seemed to have respect for the role that women could play. Other than stenographer, that was a given. He hired this law student at first as a stenographer. And then Shirley Key, another woman who distinguished herself as a stenographer at first in the work with the committee.
You know, books are your world. History sometimes strikes people as dry, but I get the sense from you that this is something you'd recommend to people, even people who don't consider themselves history buffs.
Oh, absolutely. I think people would really be surprised if they think, oh, Truman, that was a long time ago. It has nothing to do with us today. But I really think people would enjoy it because it was almost a roller coaster. I would get mad at the waste that occurred and what big corporations did. But then I would be delighted with what this man named Harry Truman did for us.
Nancy Wigman is North State Public Radio's host of Nancy's Bookshelf, discussing Steve Drummond's new book, The Watchdog, How the Truman Committee Battled Corruption and Helped Win World War II. Nancy's Bookshelf is on NSPR, Wednesdays at 10 a.m., Sundays at 8 p.m. Nancy, thanks for being with us this morning.
It was a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. Subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get the podcasts. And if you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. I'm Mike Haggerty. Vicki's back Monday.